It's been 8 years since the Selandang Ayu cargo ship lost control and split in half outside Unalaska, spilling hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil. Six crew members died. Since then, a team of consultants and maritime experts have been studying ways to keep the Aleutian Islands safe from passing vessels. Many agree that a robust rescue tug would help. But as KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, there's a lot of disagreement over how soon the tug is needed and whose job it is to acquire it.
The Selandang Ayu wasn't an isolated incident. Large cargo vessels regularly run into trouble when traveling on the Great Circle shipping route. And in 2010, it was the Golden Seas, a 740-foot cargo ship en route to the United Arab Emirates from Canada. It lost power near Adak and started drifting towards shore. Shell Oil had a heavy-duty contract tug at the dock in Dutch Harbor. Despite bad weather and high seas, the Shell tug intercepted the drifting vessel, and what could have been another disaster wasn't. But Rick Steiner says that was dumb luck.
Where there just happened to be a tug available. Thank you, Shell, for that. We can't just do this so haphazardly. And just if there is an event, just hope that there's a vessel out there.
Steiner was part of a group that lobbied for some Selandang Ayu settlement money to fund a risk assessment to figure out what it would take to prevent another disaster. A dedicated rescue tug was at the top of his list. Now, Steiner says the study has dragged on for too long, and he says it's being used as an excuse not to act.
If they were doing a risk assessment while putting interim protections in place, chartering an interim rescue tug to be on standby while they sort out the permanent system, that's one thing, but they're not doing that.
Leslie Pearson is the project manager for the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment. Right now, her team is starting the second half of their review. They'll be looking at logistics and ways to pay for safety tools needed in the Aleutians, including tug and salvage service. Pearson says her team hasn't even talked about hiring a tug while they do their study.
I know everybody's patience tend to run out when money gets put towards studies, but in order for big-ticket risk reduction options to be implemented, you've got to have the information in your back pocket in order to ask for funding, in order to implement them, like a permanently stationed rescue tug.
The idea is that it's easier to get state support for something as nebulous as shipping safety when you can present a finished product or a comprehensive plan. That's the approach that Unalaska Mayor Shirley Marquardt favors. Marquardt is an advisor on the risk assessment panel. She's also the backer of two emergency resources for Unalaska, a towing kit and a mooring buoy outside of town that can hold a broken-down cargo ship. Marquardt says it was easier to build those tools independently than to ask the state to move first.
We're just able to move a whole lot faster on our own, and that was just, it was a simple, it was a homegrown answer to a challenge that we were seeing over and over again.
But when it comes to a rescue tug, things get complicated. Both Steiner, the activist, and Pearson, who's running the risk assessment, say the state would have to step in to pay for a rescue tug while a permanent plan is worked out. Unalaska's mayor would be the clear choice to lobby for that kind of help. But Marquardt says she would never consider doing that, because even though it's a concrete safety improvement, a rescue tug is also a logistical nightmare.
We're not going to come and say, yeah, give us a rescue tug, because the first question would be, where are you going to put it? Is it going to patrol or sit? Who's going to fund it? Who actually has to use it? Who's going to maintain it? And how long are you going to keep it there? You're just going to bring it up in the winter or have it all year round? And we'd go, oh, I don't know. I don't know. To every one of them, I would never do that.
Those are the questions that the risk assessment will try to answer in their study. Pearson thinks a solution will be a collaboration between the shipping industry and the state and federal governments, but a concrete agreement could be years off. In the meantime, Steiner, the activist, wants to see tariffs collected on cargo to help pay for a tug and more detailed vessel monitoring right now. He's been lobbying the state and federal governments this month to lay the groundwork for that. So the next time there's a Golden Seas threatening to run aground in the Aleutians, responders know exactly who to call. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.